أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده إلا قول إبراهيم لأبيه لأستغفرن لك وما أملك لك من الله من شيء ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر ومن يتولى فإن الله هو الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the command, or rather the prohibition, that we should not make the kuffar, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our bosom friends, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Hatib ibn Abi Balta and related issues to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very beautiful example from amongst Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and that was the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then whoever followed him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's example is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided him from his very, very youth, and he realized the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. On the other hand, his father was not only an idolater, but one who manufactured idols. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam invited him to Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only he rejected, but he became very arrogant and stubborn and harsh upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had to leave the comfort of his home. He had to leave his father, the rest of his community and people, and move on. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. قَدْ كَادَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Certainly for you is an excellent example, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Ibrahim alayhi salam, and those who had brought iman, those that were with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ. Remember the time when they had said to their people, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ. Certainly, we have left you. In other words, we have quit you. We have absolutely nothing to do with you. وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And also we have left and we have quitted those that you had worshipped, or those idols that you had worshipped. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. We do not believe in you. In other words, whatever you are saying, we disbelieve in it. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا. And between you and us, there has become apparent an enmity and a hatred forever and ever, that it is not possible that in our hearts we bring iman in Allah, we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the desire of akhirat, and together with that we make you our bosom friends. That is never possible. Hatta tu'minu billahi wahda, until you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, and you bring tawheed in your hearts, friendship between us will never exist on a sincere level of love and compassionate between all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was a forerunner in this, and in these issues we follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. However, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had left his father, there was a promise that he made to his father, And that promise was that I will continuously seek forgiveness for you. Now, when a person is a disbeliever, to seek forgiveness for him could also mean to ask Allah to grant him iman. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants somebody iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would naturally forgive that person's kufr. But obviously when that person leaves this world, and we know 100% that that person left in a state of kufr, then obviously we are not entitled to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for such a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to this, إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, that in this aspect, this is an exception, that you will not follow the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This may have been unique to him, or obviously he did not have knowledge with regards to the iman of his father. But the word of Ibrahim alayhi salam to his father, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكْ, that I will continuously or certainly seek forgiveness for you, وَاللَّهَ رَبُّ الْإِزَّةِ وَمَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and that I do not have any ability from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least, but all that is known to Allah, and all that is the priority and prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dua, رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا, O our Rabb, upon you do we place our trust, وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا, and O Allah, we turn towards you in repentance, وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, and to you, O Allah, is the return, and that is in the hereafter. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, O Allah, do not make us a trial for those who disbelieved, in that you grant them dominance over us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا, and O our Rabb, forgive us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, O Allah, you are Al-Aziz, you are Almighty. Allah, you have all the wisdom. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly for you in these noble personalities, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and all those that followed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, in this trait of his, uswatun hasana, is a beautiful example. But for who would that example be? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, for that person who has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and that person that has hope in the day of Qiyamah. In other words, his yaqeen is this, that the day of Qiyamah will certainly come. He has hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ, and whoever turns away from these beautiful teachings, turns away from Allah, turns away from the day of Qiyamah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani, Allah ta'ala is independent, al-hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy, laudable. In other words, whether we praise Allah or whether we do not praise Allah, Allah is praiseworthy. He does not need our praises, He does not need our prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our iman. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us the opportunities to do all that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness and mercy is upon us. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.